CJLO, 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives. How you doing out there, everybody? You got to hear the news, and you probably feel really good now, because the news, especially here in 2024, especially right now, is just so uplifting and full of just joy and not full of the worst, most terrible parts of the world shown to us, making us reflect on ourselves, like a mirror being held up to our faces and us saying, no, no, that's not who I am, but knowing full well that it is sort of who we all are. Anyway, let's get back to this silly show about nonsense music and goofy nonsense. All right, here we go. What you just heard there was some Born Broken. I don't know what's going on. My face. I'm even pre-recording this, so I could not do that. I could go back, redo that take, but I'm not going to, because I want this to feel live, because that's what this is all about. Put a pin in that for a second while I finish what I was saying. Born Broken, Am I Invisible, off the album the same name, and going back to about feeling live, because this station that you're listening to right now, CJLO 1690 AM, we are having our funding drive right now. And, you know, I could go on for like an hour like the NPR stations do, which, by the way, NPR, great journalism, terrible business practices. And because of that reason, I cannot support them. Terrible. Anyway, though, if you want someone who does care about the community and who wants to try and make the arts and culture here in the city good, why, you're listening to CJLO right now. And, you know, maybe you're like, you know, CJLO has done stuff for me. Or maybe you're like, I would like to help something that I'm not familiar with to do better here in the city, to help arts and culture. Why don't you go to cjlofundingdrive.com and you can see how you can donate to us. Tell them Grade A Explosives sent you. And that's not for some self-serving reason, like because I want to gloat that I brought in a bunch of people and money to the station. You're crazy. That's not it. It's mainly that. That's not it, though. That's not it, though. What I am doing is trying to get you to deeply connect with community. And as an example of how we try and deeply connect with community, you got to hear part one of an interview that I did with Mike from Born Broken. And, you know, I don't really think there's any better way to start off this hour than to get back into that community building with Mike from Born Broken. And while I'm doing that, while I'm talking to him, while you're listening, why don't you go to cjlofundingdrive.com and check out the various merch and ability to get tax receipts and raffle prizes you could win just for donating to try and help arts and culture. Doesn't that sound great? I know, you love it. What a great idea you had about going to cjlofundingdrive.com or cjlo.com/donate. You had such a great idea there. Oh, man. I wish I was as smart as you. No, I guess I'll let you go to cjlofundingdrive.com and check all that out, and I'll just keep airing this interview that I did with Mike from Born Broken, and, you know, I'll just have to remember how inferior I am to your intelligence about how you want to donate to CJLO. What a great idea you had. Anyway, here's an interview with Mike from Born Broken, part two of the interview, I should say. If you missed the first part, at some point this week on CJLO.com, I will be uploading this for you to listen to. And if you donate, maybe I'll be able to upload more shows at a time. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. The state of the world is... it's rough. It's rough out there for arts and culture. Speaking of which, here's this interview with Born Broken. We talk about individuality in metal and social media and all kinds of stuff. Just keep it locked to hear it. CJLO 1690 AM. This is Grade A Explosives. Let's talk a little bit about metal, because we've obviously you're a band in it. Both of us like it. I've kind of been reading through some of your interviews to prep for this, and I read in one of the interviews that you said about metal that it's a genre that's not just about the music. It's about the community, the shared experiences, and the unspoken understanding that comes from being part of something bigger than yourself, which is interesting to me because I've always kind of approached metal in a very
a philosophical way, I guess, to think about it, which is like, obviously, like usually when you get into metal, it's because you feel like you're not part of a larger community and that you're not really even conforming to a larger community. But within metal, once you kind of get into it, you sort of, you don't lose that individuality. But I mean, if even we're looking at the two of us, we are both, you know, people with facial hair, wearing black hoodies that zip up. So there is kind of like a weird sort of like, hive mind sort of mentality that goes along with it. So I've always been kind of struck by that kind of dichotomy in it. Do you feel that as well? Is that something that you've kind of experienced or thought about?
You know what? I really liked metal at first, like growing back up in like the '80s and stuff, because it was different. It was extreme, loud. It was aggressive. And it just felt, for someone who has kind of, I guess the, now the doctors say adult ADHD, whatever else, you know, who bounces off the walls, this music kind of calms me down and let me focus, as crazy there as it sounds. I feel, yeah, it is a very strong community. It may have been different back in the 80s and 90s. It was more of a community before all the social media and stuff. Now I find sometimes some elitists online and stuff, you know, who do whatever else. But I think that's in everything, in every genre, in every field, in every that you're going to have those type of people. You go to a show and I don't feel out of place. You can nod heads with everyone, you know what I mean? You fall down, they pick you up type of thing. You know, and you can shake hands with everybody. It's kind of funny because you see a metalhead on the street, you pass him by, you nod. You see a metalhead in the store, you do the same thing, you know what I mean? You're both shopping for groceries there with your wives and you both stare at each other there in the milk aisle, right? You're grabbing your milk and your creamer and you're going, hey, what's up, buddy? You know what I mean? Type of thing. So yeah, it is kind of a camaraderie. Do we feel like the outsiders that have our own community? Maybe, yeah. I guess, you know.
Well, what do you think kind of is, I mean, you've been in so many bands and within the scene here for so long. Is the scene healthy right now?
Seems that there's almost a show every, there's at least more than one show a night that we're like, we have a lot of small clubs, we have a lot of big clubs, so there's a lot of big bands coming in, there's a lot of small bands playing shows. So if you want to go see a metal show in town or something along that genre, yeah, there's somewhere that you can go. You just have to get out, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, you just have to get out. In the summertime, it's so much easier. You can go out and walk around. In the wintertime, you're kind of, minus 47 degrees, all right, you know what I mean? 6 feet of snow, you know what I mean? Got to put on the leather jacket and the high tops, you know what I mean? Because us metalheads, we don't wear boots and jackets, right, you know?
No.
Sneakers and leather jackets.
Whatever works, style over comfort, I guess. You also mentioned social media, and I was actually pretty amused by your recent post that you put up, where your daughter was trying to get you to engage a bit more on social media. Oh, the blink, blink,
blink, blink, blink, blink. Yeah.
Is it even possible for a band to get sort of a following anymore if they don't have an active social media presence, do you think?
I don't think so. I think that has become part of the norm now. I don't think you kind of have a choice to do that. I think you really have to be online, social media, all that stuff. You don't really have a choice. Like, we almost did nothing. We were like radio silent for so long, to the point that when we dropped stuff, people were like, oh, you're still a band. Oh, you're still around. Like, wow. Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, we didn't go anywhere. You know what I mean? It's just like, again, being older, you didn't really know if your bands were doing whatever else, this and that. The next album came out, you're like, yeah, great, the next album came out. You know, the next Nuclear Assault album came out, or new Brutal Truth album came out, or this or that. And you used to hear things through the grapevine. Now everything is so fast, and you know what I mean? Like, you scroll through the posts so fast that it's just go down rabbit holes that you can miss so many things. So, yeah, you got to constantly stay active. You got to constantly post, and not just on Instagram, you know, you got to do TikTok, you got to do Reels, you got to do the Facebook. there's a lot of them that you got to do, and you just thank God my daughter's helping us out there with that, because I it's not that I can't do it, I just physically don't have the time to, so I
Have
still
you
survive and eat and pay bills.
pay bills? I thought bands are just automatically given money. Isn't that how it works? You start up a band and you get $1 million off the top, isn't
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. No, no.
that?
We play for beer tickets and to pay the sound guy.
I thought it was just like radio, because I'm obviously also paid millions of dollars to do what I'm doing.
I could tell by the quality of the hoodie that you're wearing.
Oh yeah,
This, this.
definitely. This is stylish right here.
Yeah, that's a haute couture there. Yes.
Have you been practicing up on your TikTok dances? Are you ready for eventually when you have to do one on your own on tour?
You know what the funny thing is? My daughter's like, "Dad, you got to do one." And I was like, "No, I'm not doing one. I'm not. I'm just not. No." But then I'm like, "Well, you know what? It's funny because that blink blink thing actually got a lot of views, and I was actually quite surprised because it's linked to that effect, right? That sound or whatever else. So I'm seeing people. I'm like, I don't know who this is. Like, and I'm like, wow, this is great. It's." So I guess, yeah, maybe I will do a TikTok dance. Who knows, The rest of the guys in the band won't, but I don't have any qualms.
I'm over so proud.